All right, take three, take two, sucked. First one. Yo, break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of minefields. Like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back. Duck and attack and smack him with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me. An evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like hocus pocus. Tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
Woo! And a new episode of this Feuding Faction podcast has begun.
Ah! Another one?
There's another one.
I didn't sign up for this many of them.
Oh, you should read the fine print, sir.
God damn it. Not again.
All the fine prints.
Gets me every time.
You signed a multi-deal, or multi-year dozens.
Dozen episode deal.
Dozens of episode contract.
Okay, I need you guys to at least multiply my pay by three.
Done.
Three times zero is still nothing.
It's still zero.
You didn't have to do the math for me. I knew.
Multiply by a million, then. It's still fucking zero.
Still zero.
Yeah, but it would make me feel better.
Big numbers.
Danny, it's to feel good, guys.
Cause it feels good.
I think I have some bubble wrap in the garage. In the
Ooh.
Garage,
yeah.
Wrap them up.
Yeah.
Turn them into a human safe space.
Nice. Roll them down the stairs.
I'm just gonna pop up all the bubble wrap.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably
that'll make me happy.
That's more fun.
It is.
So we're kind of going. We took a break, and now we're going off of kind of an agenda on this one.
A little bit.
We have an agenda? Who has an agenda?
Kinda. A little bit.
Not like political, just like a
run sheet?
A line items.
I don't trust anyone with an agenda.
Speaking of that, Major League Baseball has scheduled 30 additional doubleheaders for 2022.
Yeah, they need to because they lost a bunch of games.
Because they lost the first 2 weeks of the season because they're both a bunch of bitches.
I blame the owners mostly, but the players are bitches too.
Yeah, no, yeah. I more so blame the owners. The money and stuff. I'm like, you guys make so much fucking money to begin
Lots
with.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
The hockey players make the least.
Yeah.
Well, I think the players miscalculated, and I think that they thought the owners were going to balk because of the money they lost during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality was that they didn't give a shit.
You
have no idea how rich we actually are.
Yeah, it's like how much money we just make off of just TV deals.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
TV.
A lot of the players think they're rich, and the reality is that the owners are the ones that are paying them. Yeah.
And then just another kick in the nuts as a Red Sox fan, Chris Sale, fractured rib.
Oh.
Probably going to be weeks before he even holds a ball.
Can start. Known from experience,
you laugh too hard, you're in pain.
You walk the wrong way, you're in pain.
Yeah. You sleep, you do anything the wrong way, you're like, oh, I feel weird.
Yeah. Even with this little break here, it's a long season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it took me almost 8 months to not sneeze and hurt.
Yeah.
And even then, after that, like, you going down the road and you hit, you know, a pothole or anything, you're feeling it.
You're, like, jarred. Like, oh, wow, that was weird.
And I'd felt that for a good probably 2 years after mine.
Not good.
I mean, even just getting bruised in the midsection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, especially if you bruise the bone, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah, and I've done that. It's just, ugh.
Yeah. The little doctor lady told me that a fractured rib is worse than broken because with a fracture, you can feel it rattle through the whole bone.
Yeah.
So you feel where the fracture is. Whereas if you break the bone, it stops at wherever the bone break is.
Yeah.
So you got one sharp yeah. sharp pain instead of a radiating pain yeah. throughout the entire area.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
But a broken rib can also, you know, stab you somewhere.
And can, like, kill you.
Yeah, kill you.
Break like, off and enter your organs.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it can stab you yeah, in the yeah. lung and kill you.
Yeah. But the fractured rib, she said, is a worse pain just because you feel the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
Yeah. That the socks might be, like, the socks might be, might not be in on Freddie Freeman.
Yep. Still in. Still in on him.
I like Freddie.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, probably not. Not the way that the Sox ownership's been spending the last few years.
You mean not spending?
Yeah.
You mean they're too involved with their football club?
That's part of it.
And their now hockey team?
I mean, to be fair, as far as the ownership goes here, I don't know, honestly, why they still own the Red Sox, apart from just the Red Sox are a lot of money.
Money, yeah.
But it's also one of those situations where, like, I think that they kind of set that they did what they set them to do. Then, like, this ownership group was like, "Oh, we're going to make the Red Sox champions multiple times."
Yeah,
they've done that.
The thing with me, like, if I were ever that ridiculously rich to be like, "Oh, I could buy a sports franchise," why wouldn't you buy a sport?
I would be all about it, though. Like,
I would be all about it. I would buy a sports franchise that I love. Like, I would be like Jerry Jones in the Cowboys,
exactly.
The
Boys,
or
as much as I like loathe Jerry Jones for who he is as a person, Jerry Jones loves the Cowboys.
The Cowboys, like, or Jim Irsay and the Colts,
his team.
Yeah, like Jim Irsay just loving and it's not even maybe he. Well,
to be fair, Jim Irsay loves a lot of things.
Yeah, like Jim Irsay might not even mostly love cocaine. The Colts. Yeah, but Jim Irsay loves being the owner of the Colts. Like, John Henry is like, "Hi.
Yeah.
I'm John Henry.
Just money.
Let's go Red Sox." Like, he's just...
They're all like that. Warner's the same way, too.
Yeah. It's so disingenuine outside of that, like... It's like, really? Do you really care about...
My only issue with them right now is I think that... I feel that way about the entire upper office, even Chaim.
Yeah.
Is just like they're there for their job, where I think that the first person in that team that loves the team is Cora.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Where, like, he loves baseball, loves the Red Sox and the history of the Red Sox, where mm-hmm. I don't feel that from the ownership or the leadership of that team in any way otherwise.
No. I think, like, yeah, Chaim Bloom, it's just, I feel like he's trying to do the Theo thing, but not.
Successfully,
I just not.
Well, it's tough to want one. Theo is one of the greatest, you know, of all time in terms of being a GM and bringing people in, and
yeah,
you know, he was lightning in a bottle for when he was with the Sox, and then he went to the Cubs and did the same thing.
Yeah, it's
that dude's a savant.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So it's tough to follow that up, but it's also one of those things where he was able to kind of be the math nerd and being able to come in and do, like, all the stuff he did with the team, but also still feel like he loved the sport and loved the Red Sox.
He still had the heart of the game.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I see Chaim Bloom, I see John Henry, I see all of those guys, and I'm like, your suits.
Exactly. I see suits running the team. And it's
not
like,
fans.
Yeah, not fans of the game, which is my issue.
Yeah.
It's like
not even fans of maybe they're fans of baseball.
I don't even see that.
Not fans, like, of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
They played baseball as a kid, and here we go.
Or they're a statistics nerd, and that's basically, like, I love baseball.
And their love for the Red Sox, if it's there, is more of a stature thing of, like, oh, this is one of the premier teams in the country.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of branding.
Yeah.
Versus the love of the team itself. Like, if... I don't want to shortchange these guys, because I'm sure they do know a lot of the baseball history. They do know a lot of the team history, because they're in the job.
Yeah, but like I, to me, it's like, of all, like, the major sports, baseball is definitely, like, the business simulator, sport. Like, it's the most, like, where it's from top to bottom.
Like, you could play a fantasy baseball video game and just plug people in, but with the numbers, which is basically what the games are.
Yeah.
Like, but if you turned off, like, your ability to play, it's like the players, the bat or the pitcher, you can still run those games and still be able to be like, oh, I'm having fun doing this.
Yeah.
A simulation coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that,
they have in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a mode.
Simulcast or whatever.
GM modes exist.
Yeah. I haven't played in 2K. I'll give that some time because that you can do it either online against you can do it locally against somebody else, or you can do it against a computer. So
I always enjoyed the GM mode they had in was it 14?
It's been like 10 years since the last time they did it, or longer. It might have been like SmackDown versus Raw 2008.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. I always enjoyed that. It was something different.
Yeah. Like in my universe, like the WWE my universe modes never kind of scratched that itch because that was just booking your own.
I think the unique thing about baseball is every position has its own kind of pluses and minuses involved.
Yes, thank you for bringing us back to baseball. My ADHD is out all over the place today.
And not to say that it isn't there with other sports, but it's one of those things where like the catcher is a very different role than third base.
Yeah.
So you can't just plug and play someone that doesn't do catcher into catcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and expect good results. Whereas, like, a game like soccer, right or left wing, who gives a shit?
Yeah, you're playing soccer.
Yeah.
You know, you have defensemen, you have midfieldmen, you have, offensive players. The only player that...
Goalie?
You can't really sub your goalie in and out without putting another goalie.
Yeah.
But, like, you can put a midfielder up at front wing and then know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing soccer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys watch Ted Lasso, by the way?
Yeah.
The soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Still haven't.
Do you like it?
Oh, I love Ted Lasso.
Yeah. I started watching it maybe 2 weeks ago from the recommendation from the other pod.
It's really good.
Yeah. I like the... I never really followed soccer other than the World Cup. That was it.
I played it for 9 years.
Oh, see, I never played it.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that the whole... being demoted.
Premier League,
which is great. It's genius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wish we had something similar like that for football here.
The only thing
that's been the big joke with the XFL now. It's like, let them be the farm system. Let them be the, what's it called? You
XFL, AFL, and all that.
You get demoted to...
Goodbye, Browns.
Yeah. It would be the Jets.
Goodbye, Jets.
Yeah. Welcome, Hitmen, or whatever, you know.
But no, I'd like that. It was like the bottom three teams go down. And they have to prove themselves in order to come back up.
They become a college team.
Which is the only people that do that.
Yeah.
They do the system.
Alabama. Yeah.
You know, they do.
Alabama just becomes a team of the NFL.
Yeah.
Alabama would win everything.
Yeah. Not in the NFL, they would.
No.
They would beat the Jets.
They'd beat the Jets.
That's not a tough bar to climb.
No, but they would be better than half the teams.
I'm pretty sure if you gave me 6 months and I could find prisoners throughout the country.
The Mean Machine?
I could put a team together to beat the Jets.
The Longest Yard 2. Yeah.
The Mean Machine.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, sign me up for that one. I could do the GM for that one.
Yeah.
No, I like that whole demoting and promoting.
Relegation.
I saw something, or not saw, but heard.
I think baseball should do that with the AAA, AA, and single A's.
The problem with that is that most of the AAA teams are in such small markets that it's like, if you sent like a big star down...
Yeah.
And like you had a contract that was tied up for millions of dollars and they had to go to a small location.
Yeah.
Like, oof.
But then that location would sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a very different crowd than like the Manchester Stadium selling out versus the Burke Stadium selling out.
No, you would get said, so the farm system for, say, the Marlins.
Yeah.
Right? That Miami team, that AAA team, would then play at the Miami Marlins Stadium instead of grabbing a new one.
Yeah, but what happens to the Marlins?
They play in the AAA stadium because they got demoted.
So you swap them out, but the reality is those players are still better, so that wouldn't generally happen very often.
Yeah. Or if it's still within the city, like the Woo Sox and the Red Sox, it's like, okay, well.
That is their developmental.
That is their developmental. Yeah, yeah. It's like they get demoted.
Whereas these other teams are not developmental teams. They're in competition still with the main league.
But just watching the Ted Lasso, like all those English Premier stadiums, they're all like 100,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Whereas, huge. Like, here, any of the AAA, they maybe max out at like 20. The single and double A are like maybe 10.
That. Yeah, single, double A, and those players are getting hot dogs at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the handshake. Hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, if you've watched Summer Catch, they get the handshake from a very nice girl.
You're not wrong, sir.
Yep.
You're not wrong. Freddie Prinze right there.
Yeah, there we go.
Freddie Prinze. And then the guy who was always secondhand character in all the 90s movies.
Oh, that was that Scott Lillard?
Yeah.
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 or Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard, yeah.
And dude, had yeah. Lillard. That's
was what's his name in Scream?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Shaggy and Scooby Doo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he played a baseball player in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the catcher, right?
I think so. I seen that movie like once. I don't even know why I brought it up.
It was. It had baseball.
It was a good reference. Baseball, it was a good reference.
I'm like, there's not many like adult comedies.
That was based the Cape Cod League.
Yeah.
No, it really kind of like there used to be a lot of good sports movies. And there really isn't a lot of them anymore.
No. I can't remember the last good one.
So I'm looking forward to Shorzy.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna be a fun hockey. You ever watch Letterkenny?
No.
So Letterkenny is it's a comedy. It streams on Hulu, but it also streams on Crackle. And
I've heard about it. Places. Heard about it.
It's about basically the Canadian Midwest kind of hicks and like their day-to-day lives. Yeah. And hockey is such a big deal to them that like they have local hockey teams.
Okay.
And their local hockey teams are like big deal. They like they track how they win cups and things like that.
All right, all right.
And one of these characters is just an asshole character.
Yeah,
that's mostly a joke character that they bring in, who's like super hardcore about hockey. Mm-hmm.
It's actually the writer of the show and the main character slash writer. It's him. Just you never see his face, ooh, and he just does a voice.
Okay,
and
it's a super asshole character that's like tries to throw people off their game by
chirping them and stuff,
chirping and talking about their moms and.
They're giving him a spin-off series from Letterkenny.
Oh,
but they're actually showing his face now and letting him play the character.
Okay.
And it's because it's a hockey team that they're going to be following. I'm hoping for like goon levels of like
Goons.
Like sports holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. The original Goon was probably the last like sports movie that I was like absolutely loved when it came out.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I would love to see him make even just a cameo.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
In Letterkenny. Because, he was the replacement for, so they did the Lethal Weapon TV show for, 2 years or whatever, or 3 years or whatever, and it was whatever the guy was playing Murtaugh, and then...
Riggs.
And Riggs was one of the Wayans brothers.
I didn't pay attention to it at all.
No, Murtaugh was the Wayans brother.
Oh, Murtaugh was, Riggs was random white guy. And random white guy kind of went crazy, got fired.
Yeah, he caught some heat.
So instead of recasting Riggs, they...
Brought in Sean William Scott.
They killed him off and brought in Sean William Scott. And my dad watched the show, and I saw a little bit here and there because it was back still when I think my wife and I were in the time where we moved out of our apartment, lived with them for a couple months, and then bought the house. It was on, and I remember watching it, and he was just goofy and affable, and then just in, so he still got it.
Yeah.
And then he was in, Goon. And
I had Road Trip on the other day.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Was he in Road Trip? No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was in Road Trip.
Yeah, he was in Road Trip.
Was he one of, the main crew?
Yeah. He's the one that's...
one of the top four.
He throws the party, and he auctions off the girls.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't watched Road Trip in forever.
I haven't either, and then Caitlin had it on, so I kind of peeked in and out while watching the...
He was in that. Breckenmeyer.
Yeah.
Breckenmeyer.
DJ Qualls.
And the...
Did he die?
No, I think he's still alive. Could be wrong. He was on a show where he was a cripple.
Okay.
But that was a character he was playing.
I thought an actor kind of like him passed away. No, he's alive. Okay.
Possible. That someone like him was. But yeah, she had it on the other day, and I kept popping in and out as I was watching the basketballs.
Mm-hmm. Just remember the scenes feeding the snake in that movie.
That's where I kept popping in, because I was waiting for it. Just eat the mouse! I kept popping in, waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Green was on the second season of Celebrity Big Brother, and it was during the pandemic, and it was actually really enjoyable, and it's so funny to see how far the ridiculous how social media and stuff has taken sketch comedy and all these pranks and stuff for how like back in the day, we were all like, oh my God, the stuff that Tom Cruise or Tom Green does is so controversial or whatever. And now it's like,
he would have been
just like shows up with a bunch of sausages.
Yeah. Yeah. Like now it's just like, okay, that's kind of goofy, whatever. Yeah. Like
it's the Tom Green show.
Yeah. You see much worse just like on Instagram on a daily
just for clout
basis.
Instagram. Oh, yeah. TikTok.
Yeah. Which I wonder if he like is like, oh man.
The clout era.
I'm the catalyst for an entire generation of fucking idiots.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, his level of comedy wasn't anything new. No. I mean, no.
Mediocre.
It's been around for years.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the things that I was considering actually seeing the new Jackass in theaters.
Because I heard it was hilarious.
I heard it was actually pretty good. So
yeah, you can't really go wrong with that.
No, no.
Nah, yeah, I heard it was hilarious.
And I mean, I remember 3 not being great. Like the first 2 were fantastic.
I didn't like 3.
I don't remember that many memorable things from 3.
I remember watching 3 and losing interest.
Was that around the time that they started actually like having infighting and like a bunch of stuff where like certain people didn't want to talk to other people? And,
like yeah. Bam was still yeah. like Ryan Dunn was still alive. Bam was
Bam yeah. was doing his own thing.
Yeah,
Bam was still doing his own thing.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Bam, like. Dude, just he's got to get some
out of his mind.
Yeah, like so. What is it? Is it Big Brother or Vice? I think they do a series called Epically Latered, and it's just about like skateboarders and stuff like that. And they're like documentaries, and they did one about him right before the pandemic, maybe like a year or two before the pandemic started, and he basically like. About him
going nuts,
like basically, like yeah, like he was trying to get sober and stuff. He basically like left America, went to like Spain or something.
Yeah,
was renting out a random apartment with his girlfriend, just trying to get back into skateboarding and like you know,
sounds like Bam.
Yeah, and like that was actually one of the times where I was like, oh okay, like he actually seems like he's
trying to do,
and then
something beneficial.
You know, he's kind of, I think he's relapsed and all that kind of shit since then, which that'll sucks. Happen. But you know,
yeah, that sucks for Bam.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah,
no. So,
but spinoffs, the Kite Man.
Yep,
kind of excited for that.
I know we were talking about that before, but did we even like bring a segue up to this? And while on the podcast,
spinoffs like maybe 5 minutes ago, but we were still on that.
So we were talking about.
Kite Man, HBO Max.
Yeah.
Spinoff from the Harley Quinn show.
Harley Quinn animated show. Yeah.
But yeah,
which is good.
It's supposed to be like
that, you should check that out. But Kite Man, hell yeah,
hell yeah.
How do you? I mean,
He's gonna be basically run. The only thing that I don't like about this is they're basically stealing a Marvel trope for this because Marvel has the bar with no name, where all the villains go.
Yeah,
and they're basically doing the same thing here, where they're gonna have Kite Man basically own the bar with no name, but in the DC universe.
Gotcha.
Where so he's gonna be all like the D-list villains show up and like drink and stuff like that.
Well, isn't that
is
where...
a Spider-Man thing, man? That is. That's a rip off. and I'm okay with it. Like if it's funny either way, like the concept's gonna work. It's
Noonans.
Gonna
be fun.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But like that is a working class villain Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm kinda pissed that DC's taking that. And if it existed before, DC fans, I'm not even sorry.
Yeah. Dan's like Marvel's better.
Yeah, Marvel is better. But
the tagline was
they did kind of like one of those things back in the back in the Batman animated series, remember the episode where where all the Batman villains meet up to play poker?
Yeah.
So something similar to that, but Spider-Man's always had that with the.
It's supposed to be all the low tier
Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, all the low tier guys, and they mentioned Rogues Gallery, and it's supposed to be like Cheers meets Batman.
Yep.
And everyone just shows up at the bar and kind of complains.
Yeah. Is it animated?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
It's gonna be fun, but
is it gonna be like a full length, or is it gonna be like? Like sure. I could see that being funny if it was like a web series or like a 10-15.
I think it's supposed to fill the half hour, 22-minute thing.
Okay, so
probably be like a
Rick and Morty ish,
a heist, an episode, or like focus on one or two villains per episode.
Okay, you know?
Then have one giant hoorah at the end with everybody.
Have Batman show up and bust open the place.
Yeah. Well, I guess Harley and Poison Ivy are supposed to be in the first episode. Just to kind of like
tie it together. They're going to show up there.
Well, that's how they're going to tie it together with with Harley mm-hmm. is them showing up at the bar. And then from then on, it's just Kite Man being the owner and him drowning his sorrows away with yep. all the other villains.
Hmm. Okay.
And speaking of Batman.
I haven't seen it yet.
Dan, you have not seen it. Will, you have?
I've seen it.
I hear that Pattinson does an okay job.
Does. Yeah. He does. I think the award of the movie goes to the Riddler, the Paul Dano.
Mm. Mm. Good actor.
And then it would be the Colin Farrell's number two.
Yep. I didn't recognize him in that makeup.
Yeah. Well, speaking of spinoffs, they're making
also giving him
they're giving him one.
Yep.
The whole backstory of, or not backstory, but the in between probably from Penguin after what happened at the end of Batman.
Yeah.
Or the Batman.
The Gotham Underworld.
To how Penguin now becomes said power, yep. and that will lead into the Batman 2.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I really liked Pattinson as Batman.
I agree. I had very low expectations.
I think most people did, which is why I think that's why it's doing so well in terms of fan regard. But I haven't really seen it yet, so I can't really speak to how good it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
This is definitely like the whole take on, you know.
I hear it's more focusing on him being like the detective.
Yeah, the detective, but more so it is. The mask he wears is that of Bruce Wayne, not of Batman. Like that
kind of.
So like, he's not your charming, you know, Christian Bale.
He's not playing two characters.
No,
he's just he's the Batman.
Yeah, he's the Batman, and then
doesn't learn to be Bruce yet.
No.
Did you play the Arkham series, the video games?
It's very
like Arkham.
Yeah, okay.
Very like Arkham.
I take it as the in between from Arkham Asylum
mm-hmm.
and then Arkham City.
Interesting.
Whereas Arkham City, the Riddler's kind of like the main character,
mm-hmm.
but you never really see him. Yeah. But he's the main character. They just kind of take out the Joker.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the in between of that where Joker's in jail, and mm-hmm. now you're seeing the Riddler become the main villain, and then you dabble with Penguin.
Yep.
Kind of mm-hmm. like in Arkham City. Plus, you get to play as Catwoman mm-hmm. in Arkham City.
Yeah.
And they have kind of that same
dynamic here
highlight with the Catwoman in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a mashup of a couple
and a little Long Halloween a little bit of Long Halloween,
a little bit of Riddler reminded me more of Hush than the Riddler.
Yeah. I would agree. The mask.
Yeah. Especially the mask.
Yep.
And just the
demeanor.
Just the willingness to just straight up like murk people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was more of a Hush than a Riddler, where Riddler's more like little offhands kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was like, here's my puzzle.
Riddler wants to create a puzzle to kill somebody and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you give them an opportunity.
Hush doesn't really give the opportunity. Yeah. And I felt like that was the case in this a lot is.
That was always my worry about the. I'm kind of happy they went that route then, because my worry was that if you get a modern day Riddler in a Batman movie, it's basically going to be a knockoff of Saw.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like, it wasn't. Yeah. But it was definitely that Hush influence to the point where it's like,
there's not even a riddle involved.
No, there was riddles all over.
Yeah, there was riddles all over, but it was almost like I'm 10 steps ahead of you because I have so many riddles, you know, like,
kind like of, one riddle leads it to the next, to the next, kind of like in Arkham City where you have to figure one out, go to the next.
You're actually making progression.
Yeah.
So, definitely cool. I mean, you could probably wait for it
I'm waiting on digital for that one.
Yeah, digital. Yeah. It does, cinematography, all that. I loved it. Great use of, lighting in general, super cool on that. My only issue is that it dragged on for too long. It did not need to be 3 hours.
Yeah.
Most movies don't.
I did go to the theater to watch it, so it didn't feel like a full 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did, and it did. But I just...
It definitely felt long, like a good two and a half, but I didn't feel like it was three. But it probably could have had some scenes kind of pulled from it, make it a little shorter.
I don't even think it needs to be that they needed to pull scenes is that they needed to cut it tighter. They lingered on some shots for too long.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was just something about it, and maybe it was intentional. Maybe it was to.
Reeves was saying that he kind of made it 3 hours for a reason.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it was definitely like a slow burn detective movie, and I liked it. So like, it's not to detract any.
Well, it's also probably the setup for what he wants to do, so he kind of had to make it what it was.
Yeah. So we'll see, but
yeah, hopefully the next one's only like two and a half. Tops, not three. But I'm hoping
we'll get a two-parter, two-hour movies,
which I'd be okay with. Yeah. With a one villain in one and a villain in the other. But the way they ended it, I could see a two-part for the next movie with who they ended with in the Batman, and have like a B character kind of show up for the first part. Like someone you haven't seen in any other movie before yet. Like Man-Bat.
Yeah.
Or even...
I'd still like to see, like, if you're going to do, like...
The ventriloquist kind of thing.
If you're going to do, like, that kind of ground-level Batman, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, Zazz.
Yeah, like any of, like, those B characters that you saw in Gotham.
Yeah.
Or in even the Arkham series, just because mainly a lot of it is... Very Arkham-like, where you get the ventriloquist, Clayface.
Yep.
Zazz.
Clayface would be nice, too.
Yeah.
That'd be actually a fun one to do, take on. Because you don't really see that at a time. Like, you've never seen a movie interpretation of him.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, because all of the villains themselves are, they don't really touch on
anything. And he could legit be horrifying.
Exactly.
Like. Yeah.
Or even, what's the Hatter? Going super crazy. Yeah, but I mean, crazy.
Some of those characters are so, like, established in their lore that, like, the Mad Hatter is obviously the Mad Hatter, but it's because the guy was obsessed with that story.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, you know, granted, Alice in Wonderland is public...
Public domain.
Public domain, so you can use the character either way.
But it doesn't necessarily fit with the rest of the Batman mythos.
No. Yeah. And it's also like, oh, he's brainwashing them with this thing that... his hat. Yeah. Knocked the hat off. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who are the main people that made an Arkham.
Yep.
And how they would tie into this.
No, if they legit just did a adaptation of Arkham Asylum, City and Night all in one, like not maybe not all in one, but.
But the in-betweens is like a storytelling.
Yeah. But yeah, you could, I mean.
You gotta feel that. I mean, if they did, for characters, There's been one take in Ra's al Ghul, and it was iconic. It was a really good take.
Yeah.
There's been multiple takes on the Joker. I think the Joker's
there's been, always going to be a take on the Joker.
There kind of always has to be a take on the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's
the main villain of Batman. You can't have Batman without Joker.
I argue that you can, but...
But they're not going to.
No, but he is the overall the best villain. It's like doing Spider-Man without Green Goblin.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why the last Spider-Man hit so well was because Green Goblin was back.
Yeah.
The original Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a good take on the Green Goblin, yeah. But the thing about Batman in general is that he does have a really wide rogues gallery, so you have a lot of people he can use. And they don't need to be like you don't need to have like fucking Condiment Man.
Yeah.
No.
You
can have a bunch of them.
The third one was Knight, right? Arkham Knight.
Yeah, and that had Red Hood, it had
the Owl Court, had
Hatter. The Court of Owls is interesting, but that's one of those things where it also kind of ties into a backstory of the Waynes not being good people.
Good people, yeah.
So, tough to say.
Yeah, but...
that requires a little bit of backstory, and you kind of have to set that up.
This is definitely one that I feel like they might go in that direction.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I kind of like that take too, because when you get as rich as the Waynes are, you stepped on some people.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think they'll do Black Mask? Because
I think that's a villain that you can easily pull off. The thing is,
it was in Harley.
It was in the, they've already done a take on it, so it's tough to say whether or not. I mean, that's never stopped them in the past. Obviously, it's the ninth Batman they've done in the last.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of like who the main people
and they're still
were.
Bringing back Keaton for Batman, so it's like they're still doing like all. Oh, I don't even know what DC's doing.
Yeah, they
do
still
right
have like the DC cinematic universe, and then they've got this Batman off on the side.
I think the interesting part about DC right now, and the only thing that's really interesting about their movies right now, is that they're kind of gave up on doing the cinematic universe. So they're just kind of like, fuck it, we're cast whoever we want.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Everything's canon, doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah. the things that are outside of the, I mean, up until Peacemaker, I was like, the things that were outside of the DC cinematic universe were the standalone stuff was better than the actual stuff that was part of it. Like Suicide Squad, the second one,
the better.
Well, even that one takes place in the same universe.
Yeah.
So that one, they kind of just were like, oh, I mean, that one's easy because you can just bring these people back and just be like, oh, the ones that didn't die, didn't die.
Yeah, but it seemed like almost like it was like another universe until, you know, the end of Peacemaker.
Yeah.
So, with the cameos that were in it, so.
That's a fun series.
Yeah, but that and then like the Batman, it's fantastic.
Killer Croc would be a good one. They haven't used Croc yet.
Croc is such a one note, though, in my opinion. It's kind of like it's a lesser version of the Lizard. Like the Croc as a character is not interesting.
No, it'd be like
Croc is that's like going up against nature almost. Yeah. Like where he's like he's the muscle, but he's scary as shit, but he's not impressive as a villain. I think
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to
say. Give me Two-Face, Clayface, and Poison Ivy.
I'd love to see a take on Clayface because they could. If you do Clayface well, the dude can be horrifying.
Yeah,
like can be like absolutely just like tragic and terrifying and manipulative and like because you'd be able to turn to anybody. And
I don't know about Two-Face because they've done Two-Face. In both of the
I
can see them doing a step away from Two-Face for a little bit. At least that's what I would.
Yeah.
I would put a moratorium on some villains just not showing up for a bit. Like again, I wouldn't do Joker for a while.
I just think in this. What's it called? This like the
version
the Batman. Yeah. I think that Penguin fits so well in it.
And it
like,
does.
100%.
That, to me, it's like okay, they're actually saying that like, hey, the mob.
That's where you get Two-Face in there, because Two-Face also deals with that area of the mob.
It's like
has that backstory as a DA.
Yeah, to me, they have that same kind of level of of mob-ish.
The underbelly?
Yeah. Not necessarily street level.
It's definitely darker.
They're street level, but they've got more power and influence over, than just that. But I think if you were doing then a Supernatural, then Clayface.
Clayface.
Like,
wow, you can almost do it. Like, remember the movie Mimic?
No,
it's like in the 90s, and there's like this killer in the sewers, and it ends up being like this giant insect, but it basically would be able to mimic a person's kind of like to a degree to the point where it would like lure people in.
Nope,
I can see something like that happen with, like a character like Clayface, where like Clayface is able to, like for at first kind of like a almost like an urban legend. Until he learns how to use his powers.
I dig that.
What else would be a good villain there?
I just don't know where Reeves is going.
I mean, I could.
He wants to stay away from like the.
You could do a more modern take on Freeze.
Yeah. And you know what? This world is it's fantastical enough. Like it's very reality based, but it has enough of that whimsy in it that like the Nolan Batman didn't have.
Yeah.
That you could pull it off.
Yeah, like, I don't think Freeze just showed up in the Nolan Batman.
No.
No. Not the way that he is in the comics or the way he even was in the
series.
No, but
he'd fit this. Poison Ivy would fit this really well.
Poison Ivy, I'd like to see more nuanced take on it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd just be like, oh, why do you look like this in public? Yeah. You know, but I could love to see like somebody that like actually has like pheromone powers and like
yeah,
try and like make their way with an agenda, like controlling certain people, and you know, it'd be nice to see. And you can fit that into a detective story pretty well too.
Yeah,
so there's a lot they can do. I agree. I'm actually just thinking about it, more hyped about this new version of Batman than I was before you guys started talking about it. So.
Yeah.
Like it's accomplished.
Yeah. That is the thing, is that whereas, you know, like, I think Marvel is better overall. I think next to maybe Spider-Man, that Batman probably has, like, the best rogues gallery.
Oh, yeah. Across the board.
Across the board.
I would argue he's got a better rogues gallery than Spidey does. Spidey's got an awesome rogues gallery. But the villains in Batman are all iconic.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you know, characters like Scorpion aren't interesting.
No.
You know?
No.
Well, Spider-Man is like that one or two guys that are...
Spider-Man's, all his villains are basically just science nerds that got into trouble.
Yeah.
You know,
and resorted to crime because of it.
Or thugs that were being paid by science nerds that got into trouble. Yeah. You know, because you look at, you know, characters like the Shocker, mm-hmm. science nerd that got into money issues, went to go rob banks to fund his research.
Yeah.
Scorpion, thug that got paid by J. Jonah Jameson to go kill Spider-Man. You know, characters like Doc Ock, you know, the level of hubris involved there, Green Goblin, you know, they're very similar in terms of their motivations.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely, that makes sense. But, yeah, Batman, like, yeah.
So I just did a quick search of the main villains for the Batmans. Mm. And we got Penguin. We got the Riddler, the main thing. And then Joker's number one, of course.
Yeah.
And then you have Bane, Two-Face, Scarecrow.
Ra's.
Ra's, Ivy, Hatter, Quinn.
Hugo Strange.
Hugo's next. Clayface.
That's what I was trying to say. A Hugo Strange, like a...
Hugo would fit great in this.
In this, this deck.
Yeah, as like a mental equivalent.
Yeah.
There's really only two, like, people on par with Bruce in terms of... like being the detective, and that's, you know, you look at Strange and you look at Ra's.
And if you take the whole Gotham spin on with Hugo, then you could bring in a lot of other B/C
you have Hugo working with a billionaire B-list characters to go out and do his dirty work.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of the Arkham games, basically. Yeah, yeah. One of the Arkham games is like, oh, Hugo's in control. He's got all these guys doing his shit.
I think that was the third one.
Yeah.
No, that was the second.
That was the second one?
Yeah, that was City.
And then you have Croc, Hush, Man-Bat, Calendar Man, Black Mask, The Ventriloquist, Deadshot, Zazz, Firefly, and Talia.
Firefly would be interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so...
that was just the top 20.
So yeah, Batman does have a way better rogues gallery than Spider-Man. Because I'm thinking, like, Spider-Man, like, Spidey's Goblin, Doc Ock,
Goblin, Electro, Doc Ock, Shocker, Electro,
Mysterio.
Lizard, Mysterio, Venom.
Venom-ish, Carnage.
Carnage, Black Cat.
Juggernaut.
The Spot. Juggernaut. But Juggernaut's more of an X-Men character.
X-Men, yeah. I was like, and then like, and then it starts getting blurry because a lot of them then become
Rhino.
Rhino, but then it becomes like, you know, Victor Von Doom. And it's depending on who he's
shared
working
universes.
With.
Yeah,
the character I want them to do that they haven't done yet in the Marvel universe that I'm very surprised they haven't brought in. I'm kind of surprised they didn't bring him in Hawkeye is... the Hood, basically a street level character with a little bit of magic involved. You know, he's basically a mob boss, but he has a magic cloak,
like Kingpin.
Yeah, but he basically picked up a magic cloak.
Yeah,
and the cloak is possessed by a demon that basically keeps him alive.
Okay,
so like if he ends up in situations where like he's gonna get beat up or shit on,
he
like,
just puts it on.
He always has it on.
Yeah,
but it empowers his guns. With Hellfire, and also it'll heal him if he gets hurt.
Okay. All right, because that's not what I'm familiar with.
2002 was his first appearance. If I'm pulled up the right thing,
yeah, he was made by Bendis for New Avengers, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But interesting character, and like one of those ones where like you can do more of a street level thing with him. I hope they bring him in for like Daredevil or.
Well, they have a Kraken movie coming out, right? Or not Kraken, Kraven.
That's under the Sony.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I don't think Sony has a good track record of this shit.
Why do you need a Kraven
movie? I haven't seen the second Venom movie yet. I haven't either. I watched it eventually.
I heard it was eh.
The first Venom was eh.
Yeah.
I don't mind Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock. I don't mind the take on the character at all. And I actually think it's funny that they made the symbiote kind of have that relationship back and forth with them.
Who was a Marvel DC villain?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hardy was Bane. Yeah. I'm like,
stop making fun of me.
Stop making fun of me.
Take back your city.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
But yeah, I just Batman's villains have definitely a little more criminal motivation.
Yeah.
Where I feel like at any time, the Spider-Man villains could just stop being a Spider-Man villain
and
go back to being a scientist or whatever they want to do. Yeah.
Their normal job.
They're just like, my grant money went through. I'm not a villain anymore.
And a couple of them have tried. One of the funnier comic lines was The Amazing Foes of Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
where they had like a comic focused on Boomerang Man and like and the Shocker. And they're just like, yeah, they need to make money to pay rent. So it's like, but neither of them can hold a job because they're criminals. So it's like, what else are you going to do?
Baskin Robbins.
And they would do that. They would go out and be like, after like a couple of days, like, Boomerang would get like fired for showing up late or something, and someone else would come by and be like, "Oh, hey, Boomerang, we got this crew going on. You want to jump in?" He's like, "Yeah, I need the money."
Oh, so fun fact that's just popped up in my feed skis.
The number one enemy for a lot of Spider-Man villains is poverty.
Real talk.
It's just the struggle.
The struggles. The Nicolas Cage wants to appear in the new Batmans as a villain.
Of course it does.
Nicolas Cage is...
Yeah, and I'll give you one guess of who he wants to go as.
It's
Egghead.
It's Egghead, yeah.
Yep.
I guess Nick Cage just wants to be Nick Cage. He's got to pay for his dinosaur skull somehow.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I've seen now is like Bruce Willis, I guess, is doing like super B movies. Like just...
Yeah.
Straight to DVD, like, all the time.
Oh, there's a lot of money in doing overseas, like, straight-to-B-movie China, like, movies for the Chinese government.
And he's just like, all right.
That's because it's Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, what's his name? The guy who played Crossbones in...
Frank Grillo?
Yeah, Frank Grillo.
Yep.
He's, like, he's like China's number one villain.
Like, oh, I didn't know that. Like,
that dude is a massive movie star in China.
Yeah,
because he's like the villain in like their biggest series.
He's Tong Po and everything.
Yeah,
which is funny because he's had maybe like what, like two leading man series in the U.S.
Oh
like,
yeah, he's super popular in Asia.
I did not know that.
Nice. Yep. Good for him.
Yeah, so he makes a ton of money just doing like foreign films and being showing the villain. Up as being the bad guy.
And that's kind of like where it's like it's kind of frowned upon to be like the villain who kind of chews the scenery these days in the US, like in American films at least. Like,
yeah,
that's what they want overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever seen a Bollywood movie?
Yeah.
Like a Bollywood action movie?
I haven't.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
Oh my God, they're ridiculous.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
I'll have to put it on my list.
Even the ones that take themselves like seriously.
There's nothing serious about them.
Yeah. Oof. They're just absolutely nonsensical. It's fantastic.
There's no human, like, actual emotion or any level of physics involved in these fights.
Yeah.
It's like...
they promote...
Like, they'll have a guy that's, like, out of shape like me just show up and, like, punch a guy, like, through a wall.
Yeah. Nice.
And he won't have any explained powers. He'll just do it.
Just do it.
Like... They had one featured on like Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, and I turned it on.
There's a lot of Bollywood stuff on Netflix.
And I watched like the first like 45 minutes of it, not realizing like what it was, and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've not watched any Bollywoods.
So,
yeah, his foreign movies are like ridiculous. Like he's got, if you look at his IMDb, he's got a huge list of just like
just foreigns,
just foreign movies.
Hot.
Well, now I know I got what I got to do is
you got to get on that foreign market.
You have to get you a modicum of shape.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Learning how to speak Cantonese.
Nope, can't do that.
I'm not doing that. Nope. Dan, I just looked up what's it called? A mimic.
Yep.
It's a that's a Guillermo del Toro joint.
Yeah.
You know that?
Oh yeah, I didn't realize that. I knew
Guillermo.
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 Need to work on. Guillermo.
You're Spanish.
What's just a rapper?
Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Guillermo del Toro.
Del Toro.
Del Toro. And Josh Brolin's in that. And Norman Reedus. And I don't recognize anybody else. But that is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant signs with Colorado Rockies. An agreement on a 7-year, $182 million contract.
Nice.
Sorry, what was that?
Chris Bryant signs with the Colorado Rockies. 7 years, $182 million.
I won't make $182 million in like 10 lifetimes.
Yeah.
And that dude's making it in 7 years playing fucking baseball
as an outfielder. Remember,
there's a guy paying him that thinks that's chum change.
An outfielder.
I know.
Nuts.
Bunch of dicks.
Speaking of shitty Sony, like I can't say shitty because like Venom was okay.
It was okay. It was enjoyable to a degree.
I'm sure Venom 2 was probably
the sexy librarian.
The drizzling shits.
I remember that.
She looked like a sexy librarian. She died in the first one.
Oh, is it the scientist lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that was what's her name? I don't remember that character.
Not Michelle Williams.
Money, please. No, Michelle Williams survived that one.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
But Morbius. The
Morbius.
The Marvel legend that has been delayed.
Such an amazing
times.
Character that he's been out of the comics for years.
The other Blade?
No, Morbius is not even the other Blade. Blade's a much better character than Morbius. Yeah.
I'm like, Blade would kill
the other vampire?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah,
but Blade would show up on the other side of that episode.
Yeah.
But the Morbius was never interesting to begin with. I don't even understand why these guys a fucking movie.
Because they're
running through their D crew right now.
They're like,
you
hey,
can do that, but you do that with interesting characters.
They're like, let's take a dartboard, throw a bunch of pictures or a bunch of names.
I honestly think they just asked Jared Leto who he wants to play. Jared's like,
I want to be a vampire. You got any vampires?
What's a fucking character that I can think of that's going to be so obscure that it's going to make me feel like I'm bringing something unique to this? You know, like this pretentious bullshit.
Because the Joker went nowhere for me.
Michael Morbius.
I had 2 minutes on screen time of the Joker.
Spider-Man, vampire that's technically not even a vampire, but he's an energy vampire.
He's a vampire, but not.
Yeah, he's a science-based vampire. Like, he made himself a vampire to suck energy out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even, like, the blood. But like energy, and they'll probably go the blood route in this one.
Probably.
It's because they need to introduce vampires in some way.
Going back to the vampires and the werewolves.
Well, they've already canonically introduced that vampires exist in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, because Blade was in Eternals.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that.
I think they alluded to a vampire situation at one point in one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. things, too.
Oh.
But,
I haven't watched that either.
Like an offhand comment on some like vampires or like.
Yeah.
Nope. Nothing.
Yeah, but man, like that's just a shitty character. I don't have high hopes for that movie. If that movie's good, then I will be amazed.
I think they're trying to do with that movie what like they did with No Way Home and add like a bunch of like references and like hey gotchas.
Hope it goes good
and hope that people go to see it for just that.
But the thing is, Sony doesn't have the rights to half that shit, so they're only going to be putting in stuff from Spider-Man.
But, yeah, but isn't that enough?
I don't know.
Well, speaking of its release date, it's on April Fool's, so it's going to be a bunch of ha-ha, I gotcha.
Whoa. Oh, Jared Leto's such a funny dude.
Ha-ha, I gotcha.
It's my birthday. I'm going to go see it on my birthday.
April Fool's.
Just kidding.
No. You're going to fool you to go see that movie.
Michael Keaton's supposed to be in it.
Oh, yeah, he's showing up as Vulture.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That, again, they're going to tie it into Spider-Man somehow.
But is it the same universe as Vulture? Or it is says it is. Different? Well,
technically, Venom isn't.
Venom isn't the same universe as our Spider-Man.
They made it, though, at the end when he was drinking at the bar.
No, he disappeared. He left.
And then disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Venom symbiote got left behind, but not Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
So unless there's a different version of Eddie.
Oh. Yep. Maybe it's the bartender.
Denny Earlhouse?
Yeah, I was like, so who's the MCU's?
Danny Rojas, football is life.
Yeah. He's a bartender in that.
I know. Football is life.
So who's the MCU's?
Football is also death.
Because we're not getting Flash. I don't think I think our Flash is a little too
Flash is gone.
Nerdy.
Barry is not happening. Or this Barry.
I thought they were still doing that. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, those are thoughts for you to think of. As we'll see you next time.
What, cliffhanger ending?
Yeah. Always.
We didn't really have, I guess it's not cliffhanger, we didn't really have a topic to end on.
We talked about Barry.
Well, here's the cliff.
Skirt.
You hear me spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy, you see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminded. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Culture refining the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're rhyming. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefit, evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative.